We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks? Hearing none. First on our agenda is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 471-426 through 471-490. Warrant 8123. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down the agenda, approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for April 17th, and then we have a session, executive session for April 17th as well.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 17th, 2023, and executive session minutes for April 17th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next thing on our agenda is approval of field dirt agreement. This is binding between Taney County and Joe Wilkerson and Michelle Mincer.
Mm-hmm. Devin, anything different here?
No.
Move to approve field dirt agreement binding between Taney County and Joe Wilkerson and Michelle Mincer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is approval of Cox Health Foundation NAP project, the local government certification. Hello, are you the representative for Cox?
Yes, I am.
And your name?
My name is Dee Don Coralblue. I'm with the Cox Health Foundation.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So essentially what we're signing off on is saying that it doesn't appear to come to any conflict with existing plans or ordinances in our area or in our county. Are you guys aware of any issues or any?
No, it appears this would be a very good service for Taney County if they get the grant. It'll serve a need.
Yes, definitely will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we do have a letter from County Attorney Mr. Elliott dated April 14th, 2023, with his review and support and approval of it.
If you don't care for some that are present, they might be aware of what Cox would be planning on doing.
Yes,
if
I'd
they
be happy to explain, yeah. Yes, of course. So what we are proposing here is Cox Health is building a primary and urgent care center facility in Branson, Missouri. This is a $15 million, 30,000 square foot clinic, which will include primary care, urgent care, occupational medicine specialty clinic, as well as on-site radiology and laboratory services. So it will be completed in, hopefully, with everything goes well, spring 2024. And we hope to consolidate family medicine clinics currently located in the two facilities on Highway 248 in Branson into this one facility. And it will really serve the healthcare needs of residents of Taney and Stone counties. And it will have a physician staffed urgent care center that will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. 7 days a week. So we're hoping that we will have shorten our same day doctor's appointments and support the 50 member primary care team in Branson. So we hope to bring all these services here and hopefully less burden on the emergency care at the hospital. So with the urgent care.
In essence, and it would cut the waiting time down for those people.
Exactly, and same day of physician services. So we're very excited about this project to bring it here.
Does anyone have any questions?
No.
Any questions? I'd be happy to answer. So.
You guys done?
Okay. Yeah. We just need this form signed, and I do have one here if you would like to sign this, and you need to submit this week.
Okay. I believe it does need to be notarized, so I'll need
I do have that, yes.
Okay.
So if you want to sign this version of it, I'd be happy to present it, but... Okay.
Are you a notary?
No, I'm not. But okay. This is the section that needs to be notarized. I don't think this section needs to be notarized.
Correct, the bottom section.
Yes,
is
okay. We did our part.
Good.
Yeah.
Perfect. I move to approve.
Yeah, you're good.
The Cox Health Foundation Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit Project and for the Presiding Commissioner to sign.
Sign the attachment B?
Yes, sign attachment B.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ma'am, were you thinking you were going to take this with you?
Yes.
I think.
You need a copy.
Mm-hmm. I've got a copy that.
But does it have all their signatures on it already?
No, this is a copy that
can.
Yeah.
Whenever we get down here, we'll go upstairs.
Yeah.
Commissioner Plummer will sign it right up there with the notary.
Wherever you want.
Okay.
Wait
in
here.
I'll wait. Thank you.
Oh, you can stay in here.
Thank
you. Next on our agenda is the agreement for gasoline and diesel, primary and secondary, number 23-047, Roden Bridge.
So these are the agreements we voted on last week for the awarding?
Correct.
Yes.
Move to approve the agreement. For gasoline and diesel fuel by and between Taney County and Offen Petroleum LLC.
I think there's actually
you
two.
Want to do them separate?
I want to do this separate.
And approve the agreement for gasoline and diesel fuel by and between Taney County and Petroleum Traders Corporation.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for asphalt materials by and between APAC, Central Incorporated, and Coastal Energy Corporation, number 23-046, RB, Roden Bridge.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for asphalt materials by and between Taney County and APAC Central, as well as asphalt materials by and between Taney County and Coastal Energy Corporation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is agreement for asphalt, Table Rock Asphalt Construction, primary B1 through 4, and Capital Paving and Construction, LLC, A1 through A2, and secondary B1 through B4, number 23-045, Roden Bridge.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for asphalt buying between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company, and the agreement for asphalt buying between Taney County and Capital Paving and Construction, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the agreement for aggregate rock between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company for Categories 1A, Category 2A, Capital Materials, Category 1B, Category 2A, Green Dream for Category 1C. This is labeled number 23-044, Roden Bridge.
Any questions on this one?
That's for aggregate rock?
Aggregate rock is what it says on
yeah.
our sheet here for 0444.
So okay. We have three agreements in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it was awarded last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Move to approve the agreement for aggregate rock buying between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company. The agreement for aggregate rock buying between Taney County and Capital Materials, LLC. And the agreement for aggregate rock buying between Taney County and Green Dream International, LLC.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is agreement for concrete, primary and secondary, labeled number 23-043, Roden Bridge.
Move to approve the agreement for concrete buying between Taney County and American RNC, doing business at Buchanan Materials and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix of Branson, and the agreement for concrete buying between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is MoDOT Bridge Inspection Presentation. We have, are you going to stay up here for this too, Devin?
Yeah.
Okay. We have in front of us Roden Bridge Administrator Devin Huff and
Dave O'Connor.
Dave O'Connor, nice to meet you, sir.
Devin, would you
do? MoDOT Bridge Inspector. These are all the inspection reports. This is a copy of the report. General, there's a copy of the report.
Thank you.
For you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we'll repeat that here.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready when you are.
First off, I want to thank you for, one, for the help from all of your staff. They were great. They do a great job, and they were very, very helpful during the inspection. The report that I'm about to give is a pretty much a standard format that the commission has seen before.